This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we began a discussion with the American Soybean Association about some of the things they're watching on the horizon for next year. We focus mainly on where things are sitting with the Farm Bill. And while that's a very important piece of stability that producers are looking forward to in the new year, it's not their only focus. The trade situation is another hot topic for commodity groups. And we continue our talk with the American Soybean Association next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Staying competitive in the global marketplace is tough, especially when the global economy is not in the best of shape. There are also places where soybeans can be found cheaper and in great supply, i.e. Brazil. However, this year the Brazilians are starting behind the eight ball in terms of weather, and also we have to talk about the quality. If you're going to buy cheap beans, you're probably going to get what you pay for. And that's where we pick things up with American Soybean Association Vice President Josh Gackle once again. He talks with us about the trade situation from the ASA point of view, and it all goes back to where we left off yesterday, the Farm Bill.
You know, in the Farm Bill, additional resources too for like foreign market development programs, market access programs, things that traditionally we have used, and we partner. We public-private partnership. We, farmers invest checkoff dollars into those programs as well. It's a great return on investment of those checkoff dollars. But the funding levels for MAP and FMD have stagnated in the past several years, and when you factor in inflation. And certain other cost-cutting move in Congress when they're trying sequestration and other things like that, the value of that MAP and FND investment has just continued to dwindle. So we're looking for a doubling of those programs. We've asked for that. I think everybody sees the value. It's just, can we find the money to do so?
Now, generating demand for U.S. soybeans doesn't just take place outside the borders. We have to make sure we keep demand strong inside the United States as well. That's why it's so important that we keep innovating and developing more uses for the soybeans we produce right here in our own country. And that demand takes on many forms. Biofuels are still leading the charge. However, that charge already faced an onslaught from the renewable fuel standards.
There was a good sign between the initial rule, the draft rule, and the final rule. There were some improvements to those numbers, and due to the advocacy of ASA, Clean Fuels Association, other biofuels proponents in D.C. So we saw some of those helpful changes, but I don't think anywhere near what the industry could supply when you look into the additional crush that's coming online across the country and the ability for refiners and petroleum makers to use that product and meet that demand. So the numbers were there. We still think they're using faulty numbers. When there's a chance to reauthorize again, I mean, we'll certainly be engaged there. But just continuing to look for new, the other option or the technology coming online with sustainable aviation fuel. So in the biofuels and soy oil world, the demand for those products, I think, will continue to grow. And, we'll be there to make sure that the rules, or to try and make sure that the rules that they implement or that they develop to implement those programs are appropriate.
Gackle says that the American Soybean Association is going to continue to work hard for the American farmer and help drive demand and innovation for your products for years to come. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.